Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of the program Like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi from IRIB English Radio. In this program, as the name suggests, we try to have a close look at different aspects of the lifestyle of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, so that we can learn from him every detail related to the perfect Islamic lifestyle and follow him in the best way possible. Well, in every episode, we select a specific manner or trait of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi and try to discuss it, taking into account different narrations or stories about the topic. So that would help us come to a deeper understanding of the perfect Muslim lifestyle. Today, we are going to talk about the concept of order, as we talked about the concept of order in appearance in the previous episode. Today we will discuss order in the life of Prophet, considering two other aspects. First, scheduling or time management, and second, order in worshipping. Well, about time management of the Holy Prophet, Imam Hussein alayhi salam said that the Prophet divided his waking hours into three segments daily. The three segments, the first one was spiritual development. You know, the time he dedicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and typically it was in the late part of the night, when the Prophet would recharge himself spiritually for the next day and boost his morale and resolve to face the challenges in his mission. It was an intimate communication with his Lord, the source of all strength and empowerment, through prayer, supplications, and dhikr or remembrance. The second part of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi's daytime went for family affairs, during which in the evening of every day he was with his wives and other family members. Despite his exceptionally heavy commitment to the community and governance, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi prioritized serving his family and spending a considerable time with his loved ones over many other responsibilities. The third part of the Holy Prophet's personal daytime went for personal or social affairs, when throughout the day the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi would try to find time to attend to his personal needs. He dedicated most of this segment to serving companions and to attending to the community's needs. It was during this time when several people came to him to inform him about their personal, marital, financial, and even health problems. What the Messenger of Allah did at this time was to attend to nerve-wracking issues of politics, conflicts, and leadership as well. Well, let's have a break and soon we'll be back.
My heart is so full of longing. I wish to be close to my beloved. I dream to walk in the streets of Medina and to quench the thirst of my spirit by visiting you, O Muhammad.
Welcome back. You're listening to the program Like Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alaihi. And we were talking about time management or scheduling of the Holy Prophet according to a hadith from Imam Hussein alayhi salam, where in order to continue, the Prophet used to plan for significant events in the year. This means that whether he was going to perform Hajj or Umrah, freeing slaves from their masters or any type of affair, he would figure out it beforehand. He would decide about the time and quality of every single detail of the action he was going to take in advance. The point that must be mentioned in this regard is that the Messenger of Allah was sensitive not only to his own time, but also the time of his companions and their needs. His sermons or khutbas were brief, concise, and powerful. And he would not only keep his sermons short, but would even shorten the congregational prayers if he realized that they were seniors, nursing mothers, or children attending, in order to avoid inconvenience to them whenever possible. He was also particular about keeping his appointments. Once the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi gave an appointment to meet one of his companions, the man forgot about the appointment and showed up 3 days later. The Prophet, who was still waiting in the very same location, gently reprimanded the companion by saying that, "You have caused me some trouble, young man. I've been waiting for you for 3 days." You know, the story teaches us to be punctual and respect other people's time and energy just the way we respect ourselves. Considering order in the Prophet's worship, it must be said that one of his daily schedules revolved around the five prayers. And, you know, it was in a way that all the activities that the Holy Prophet did throughout the day revolved around these five prayers. And he used to sleep after Salat al-Isha. He had very specific schedule. Then he would wake up and perform the recommended prayers. And at the end of the night, when the morning hours were about to start, he would perform the rest of his Layl prayer or Salat al-Layl, and the prayer which is called Salat al-Witr. Then he would fall asleep again, and as soon as he heard the sound of the morning adhan, he would wake up and hurry to the mosque in order to perform the congregational morning prayer. Let's go for a short break and we will be back.
You came to me in that hour of need, when I was so lost, so lonely. You came to me, took my breath away, showed me the right way, the way to lead. You filled my heart with love, showed me the light. Now all I want is to be with you. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Mustafa.
Well, in this episode, we elaborated on the Prophet's order in worship and time management, and there are great lessons in every deed conducted by Rasulullah for us, and we must learn from them to plan our schedule and not waste our time doing absurd conducts or even nothing at all. In the end, let's recite this precious speech from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi that says, إِنَّ عُمْرُكَ مُهْرَ سَعَادَتِكَ إِنَ أَنْفَدْتَهُ فِي طَاعَةِ رَبِّكَ. Your time and lifespan represents your worthiness if you take advantage of it and manage it in a way to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's orders. Thank you, dear listeners, for listening to another episode of Like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi. It seems that our time is gone, and until another greeting, I leave you all in the care and protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad. be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habib.